Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Your challenges are a young group from Houston. Welcome Beyonce, Latavia, Nina, Nikki, Kelly, and Ashley, the hip hop rapping Girls Time.
Choices, always keeping in mind that marriage is the most important. A marriage can be a source of joy and love and mutual support. But why do we teach girls to aspire to marriage and we don't teach boys the same? We raise girls to see each other as competitors, not for jobs or for accomplishments, which I think can be a good thing, but for the attention of men. We teach girls that they cannot be sexual beings in the way that boys are. Feminists. A person who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes.
You wake up, post up, run around in it, blossom on it, the diamond, my diamond, the rock, my rock. I woke up like this, I woke up like this, we flawless. Ladies, tell them, I woke up like this. Woke up like this, we flawless, ladies, tell them say I look so good tonight, goddamn, say I look so good tonight, goddamn, mama taught me good home training, my daddy taught me how to love my haters, my sister told me I should speak my mind, my man made me feel so goddamn fine, you wake up, post up, run around in it, blossom on it, the diamond, my diamond, the rock, my rock.
I woke up like this, I woke up like this,
we flawless. Ladies, tell them,
I woke up like this, I woke up like this,
we flawless. Ladies, tell them, say I look so good tonight.
Yep. Get inside the Friday Night Cypher was popping April 11, 2014. Your hip-hop informer coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. Yep. Hashtag she fell asleep. But we leave it alone. Hey, we recapping the week in news and entertainment. And if you've been rocking with us this week, listen, Monday was dumb stupid. Wednesday was absolutely hilarious. A big up to our special guest, Lynn Twyman, who hung out with us. If you don't know what I'm talking about, hey, we will school you. Hey, but more importantly, it's a lot of interesting happenings this week in the news. Hey, Naughty by Nate Tretch arrested in New Jersey for eluding police. We'll talk about that. The blogger, Karen Washington, 22 years old, she was the blog creator of Four Brown Girls, apparently committed suicide. We'll talk a little bit about that. She was suffering from depression. There was a black journalist by the name of Harry McAplin. He kind of broke color lines back in like the 40s. We'll talk about a black journalist that was awarded a scholarship in the name of Harry McAplin. Hey, but the most interesting thing this week that caught my attention in the news, hands down, was Al Sharpton talking about he was an FBI informant against the New York gang mob. What? The mob?
Sure was.
I'm like, Sharpton, are you serious? Are you really? I mean, those people still have the next generation of folks that's, like, out there. But apparently the I'm not sure who pulled the sheets back, who exposed it this week, but all over the news, if you've been paying attention, FBI reports actually identify Al Sharpton as a former FBI informant. What he said was there were bad guys in the mob who was trying to do things underhanded, or not even trying, who were doing things underhanded in the music industry. For those who do not know, Al Sharpton kind of started, his thing in the music industry, New York City. And he actually took down some major crimesters, mobsters, if you will. With the help of Al Sharpton, the FBI was able to close some cases. I'm not sure I want anybody to identify me as an FBI informant. I'm good.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. That's fear.
Especially live. You hear her voice already. She ain't waiting. Madam CeeLo Boston. She coming in from Charlotte. She like, damn, you taking a long time to bring us on. What up?
Welcome okay. Good afternoon and the morning time. Shalom. Happy Sabbath. What's going on, everybody?
We good. All the way live. Hey, she is. She's been the star of the show all week.
This is our all-star right here.
We going to leave her alone tonight. It's all love.
Hot
chocolate. Plant City Top 4. Sunshine State. Yep, I fell asleep.
What?
Welcome to the show.
Ain't no need for y'all to leave me alone because everyone else is still walking past me randomly dropping snores on me. So, get in where you fit in. at my day job, my 9-to-5, my supervisor calls me and asks me a question, and when I start answering him, he breaks out in a snore. People walk past me while I'm at the coffee machine, leaning over me to get into their slot to get their mail. They just fall asleep right there with their arm up getting the mail. Yeah,
yes.
It's been a pretty interesting week, folks.
Hey, narcolepsy is fun.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Hey, it is a jam session, so let's get it started. Hey, we'll be right back. CM Hama Radio Live. That's funny.
Yeah,
that
boy.
Funny.
I promise I'm awake.
Now, here we go, no reason again. Still it's no place I'd rather be in the end, but right here I stare in your bright eye. Going back and forth like a leaf. Saying different things, knowing we lie. No limit to the sky, long as we fly.
I had peace, I had cues, and them don't open doors. Had a house full of tail. Girl, Jersey Shore, got a thing for Ferrari. Lamborghinis I adore, and I treat them like my boo. Not them like they old. Say I love the way you grind, but you shine even better. When I take the time to shine, I'm on my grind even better. Got me hyper than Vallejo. They say they got that. Say it's weighing up like a big bag of potatoes. Something about them Fritos do something to my ego. Damn right I'm talking chips like a big bag of Doritos. With that pistol and that work all day, three amigos. What would it take to brighten up your day? 30 kilos. I used to serve the clucker, so you don't know me, sucker. I ain't no Tiger Woods, I took the golf ball to Augusta. I hit the highway, rush out, Chris Tucker. I'm riding Dolo, lethal weapon, Danny Glover. I know it's gotta make you wonder. I'm a chain out in the tunnel. 10 years in the game, now I ain't keep them going under. The money in my bag, but like I whip it right here in your face, Benny Hunter. Whip it right here in your face, Benny Hunter. Don't make me whip it right here in your face, Benny Hunter. Gotta make you wonder, I ain't keep them going under. I whip it right here in your face, Benny Hunter. Yeah, huh? Paula Deen, we in the kitchen. Hey. I'm in Gio's cooking chicken, huh? Greg Maddox, yeah, we pitching. They call him Frank Lucas cause he's snitching.
Take off. Five doing numbers, got a valet car. I was 30 minute wait, gotta stand at a bar. No shirt, iced out. Liberace, stand up over the stove, cook it right in front of you. Hibachi. Try to beat the recipe, but they some shrimp.
I'm the gun.
Number lobster for the mob star. Fish, y'all sell me, won't be. What's happening? Cook you well done.
Well done.
Filet mignon. Scramble the egg. Chop the onions. Steak. Baby says smell like onions. Rock go to chef. No Raekwondo. Karate chop that chicken. Taekwondo.
I know it's gotta make you wonder. I'm a chain out in the tunnel. 10 years in the game. Now I ain't keep them going under. The money in my bag. I whip it right here in your face. Benny Hunter.
You are listening to the best Addicts, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
We are TM Hyman Radio. We are TM Hyman Radio, that crew, that team, that network, 914 PM here on the East Coast, and it is Friday night here in the Cypher. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, the General T.M. Hyman, Madam CeeLo Boston on the wheels. And this is our recap and news and entertainment of the week. I want to start off with something that just was a little bit disturbing to me, just slipping through some news stories before you get into what you have, T.M. In Glen Allen, Virginia, a young lady who was an employee at an IHOP there named Chantrice Carter. She's actually a server there. She was overjoyed when she received a huge $200 tip, but never thought it would lead to her termination. As reported by WWVT12 on your side, Carter was called into a closed-door meeting with her IHOP manager a week after she received the large tip. In Carter's words, her manager said, "That's his handwriting, that's his signature, but he only meant to write down $2, and he's speaking of the register receipt for the customer who Ms. Carter had assumed left her this $200 tip. Well, the man who left the tip goes back and tries to recant the story that he only meant to write down $2, and there is on the Yahoo News website a photo of the receipt, and it really does look like $200. Where the decimal point is, doesn't look like there's any mistake to me, but that, you know, that's just me.
And she bought that job after that?
Yeah, Carter states that her manager told her, "You have 7 days to pay it back or else." Ms. Carter told the station, "A part of me was upset, a part of me was mad. The server chose not to return the money. and she told the station that she was fired because of it. When WWBT attempted to speak with the IHOP management, they were turned away and told to leave a message with IHOP district managers. Nobody's rights have been violated here. There's been no unlawful termination, says Stephen Benjamin, the station's legal analyst. She, meaning Ms. Carter, didn't have to return the money, but they, meaning IHOP, in turn can fire her because she is just employed at will. While the station was interviewing Carter, the IHOP district manager gave her a call, and he basically told her that he wanted to sit down with her the next day to have a conversation, and if they can correct anything, then they'll correct it. Carter said at the start of the meeting, she was asked how soon could she come back, and she basically told him that she needed a couple of days to think about it. She'd have an answer for him by this Monday. Yeah, so that's really an unfortunate situation. I don't think she should have been fired because of it. I mean, you know, yeah. How do you justify it as a manager, you know, for your business versus what's clearly on the receipt and what your patron says they meant to write?
I mean, I don't know. That's sticky because, I mean, I've gotten checks written. But, see, it depends on, too, is there a stipulation that, you know, they have a cap on how much a tip they should expect. You know what I mean? Like, because the thing is that, yeah, that one should be between the patron and his bank.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, and I don't know
when she turns the paper in at the end of the night, they have to pay her whatever they left on the receipt.
Is on the receipt,
I mean?
Right.
So they have to come out of their register to pay her. Right, so that should be between the patron and not her. She shouldn't have anything to do with that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, if the question was if she filled in the tip, that was one thing. But the fact
right.
that they verified that
the
with patient. Him, I mean, okay, yeah, it's an unusual tip, but that's my damn tip. Give it up.
Yeah,
okay.
And
it
is unusual, but people do leave servers large tips. You know, I've heard of people doing that during the holidays, you know, if they hear it's a server's birthday or something like that, you know, and some people who you know, are well off will do that.
But you know what, though? It also comes down to, like, I'll say, for instance, I had an instance where, as a technician, we're not supposed to take tips or gifts. I mean, people can give us gifts, but we can't take, like, tips, you know? And I remember one time I went to this man's house, and he had, like, multiple calls, multiple people come out there. And I fixed this thing in, like, 15 minutes. The man wrote me a check for $200, but I never cashed it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I kept the check, but I never cashed the check because I checked it just as a, you know what I mean, like a kudos to me. But I won't take in that man's money. You know what I mean? It was a moral thing for me, though. I don't know, just... teaches them. I wouldn't give it back, though.
Yeah.
Not if I already got it. They gave it to her. I wouldn't give it back.
Yeah. And I feel the same way she does. I don't know if I would give it back either.
Go talk to your bank. Don't talk to me. You wrote the thing down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Tim, what was the... Okay, now, you was talking about dude getting arrested. What is that about?
Tretch, Naughty by Nature.
Sure did.
Yes. That was my baby daddy from back in the day. Come on now. What do you do now?
Naughty by Nature. Actually, who would believe that Tretch is 43 years old?
I would.
Look how old we are. I would. Look how old we are.
I mean, of course, but I'm just saying. Who would, you know what I'm saying, when you think of, hey, ho, you don't, like,
hey,
wow, we're old.
That's about right. Well, shout out to the diabolical Bismarcky also, who turned 50 this week.
Yeah, well, according to reports, hip-hop trio, Naughty by Nature, was actually Tretch of the trio, not everybody, was arrested in Union City, New Jersey, recently for, you know, eluding police. That was this past Friday. And so, according to a criminal complaint, the Grammy Award-winning recording artist, whose real name is Anthony Chris, was driving a vehicle on the other side of the street, you know, leading up to the arrest. He was reportedly he had reportedly disregarded the police signaling for him to stop the car. It was heavy traffic, and so his bail has been set at $15,000.
Good gracious, Jesus fucking hell. That's a bit much. I don't even have that in my savings.
And he can't get out just by paying that. He has some child support issues that he has to deal with on top of that. That might not be who he wants to call, because that might be where the child support issues came from.
Oh, my gosh. I can't hold it. Can I play it now?
Sure.
Yo, we're going to take a break, come back with some more news. Y'all know how we do on Fridays, though. We rock it out. I'm going to leave y'all. I'm going to this break for some Naughty by Nature. Take y'all back a little bit. Happy birthday, Biz and Stretch. Get it together. TMI Radio Live. See y'all on the other side.
The rollback.
You drew a picture on my morning, but you couldn't make my day. I'm rocking and you're yawning, but To the light beating, you could either dance or just have a seat and listen to the weighing, what I am displaying, a different kind of rapper language that I am saying. To all the party people that ignore the info, when it comes to rocking parties, I am a nympho. Maniac, brainiac for doing my dancing, my record make the music, we'll put you in a trance and hypnotize your body and like it's a cardigan. You won't be fighting the illin', you're just partying down with the funky sound with yours truly. Original B-I-Z, I mean, okay, I was the E and I came to have fun and not be number one. And just here to let you know who's like running the place. And everywhere that I perform and do a show, as long as you know that.
Nobody beats the biz.
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 Yeah, the B-I-Z-M-A-R-K-I-E-N. I go for what I know, do when they show for human beings. I'm guaranteed to rock to make the ladies scream and shout. I'm bound to wreck your body as they turn the party out. The Marty rapper knows that I always have a form. And when you hear the Biz Monkey, I get the jaw done. Yes, I'm the M-A-R-K-I-E-N, though that's me. I got the set of steps to keep in check, my speed is so unique. They say I look and sound funny, but I don't be caring. I rock the Latin Quarter rooftop, being sweat and Roseland, the Hawthorne, Madison Square Garden, even I put a real fit at Jefferson Center. Part in the way that I'll be talking about the places I be rocking. I love to perform for the people that be clocking. I figure that your own minds are on it like I want it, but you pay for a good performance. Go on it, you want it. That's why I'm here to be like letting you knowin' that I'm a highly recognized as the king of the showin', making people laugh and have a lot of enjoyment. I'm the best person for this type of employment. That's why.
Hi. Jigga, Molly Mall. Ha. At times, you can find me in the city spinning. Or in the studio, touching the track up like pretty women. Spitting venom with the snake skinsin'. Apply the pressure to you and your mentin'. Damage I do, career ending. Y'all know what I'm representing. Fun, extra low, got a one on a tent next to dough. Y'all best to know I'm not alone, ma. Music, menage, twa with shy and I, nah, ha ha.
It's been so long, girl, without you.
Say what?
And I swear I hate living without you. Some peace of mind, I've been confined without you. Tomorrow won't come if I spend the night without you. The one for this love thing I'm feeling, and I can't fight this urge that I'm feeling.
Top of my game, act like you know. Think I didn't see the lame sneaking in the back door. Ha ha, it's alright, he can come here. For real, you alright, but I'm done here. I don't keep my ones here. It's unlikely that you see Whitey, but if you slip up and hit up, we could split up, play a hater, not at all. I don't play those games. You got beef with Jigga, say my name. You shy?
I see the thing, I see someone of my own. Someone will stay with me forever, be that someone. Only that can tell you that someone. Baby, so baby, won't you stay with me tonight? We can be happy.
road, Chris Dale on the writer. Got the Big Apple in the smash like cider. Rocker, fella and shy money, trying to see God money. They want a piece of your love, I want that Lisa Dove. Milk cake, Bill Straight, what have we here? Cartier, ill faith on the highway, accompanied by friends. First deranged, then elect, then the buggy I bent. Aha.
Yo, real talk. Yo, Friday Night Cypher, yo. Y'all know how we do. The jam session.
Oh, sorry.
And,
bad. I was still jamming, too.
I know that's right. And, yo, we have Dee Dee has joined us. What's up, Dee Dee?
What up, though?
How you doing, dog?
What's up, though? What's happening, family? What's happening?
Hold
on.
Dad.
I've got a nice cipher, a nice recapping news. I've been waiting for this day. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't like so much news. It might take up the whole hour. However,
yeah.
I will give news specific to my area right now, which is Cheesy P, Virginia. Everybody wondering where I'm located. Did you hear about the Hampton University professor that got caught and jailed for sending to inmates in the jail?
For doing what?
Hold on. Sending what to the inmates?
Narcotics, marijuana, and heroin.
Mm.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yes, that's a Hampton University professor.
Wow.
Teachers ain't getting paid enough. That's what he's saying.
Is that what it is?
I'm trying to tell you. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes economical things, you know, might push you in directions that you may not necessarily want to go to, you know, in your moral arena.
I hear you.
It's unfortunately, it's just like, you know, how we see, you know, ministers and preachers. We put them up on a pedestal. They're people, too.
Yeah.
Teachers are people,
yeah.
too.
That's
true.
Right.
Okay.
That's absolutely correct. I do agree with that. And it is unfortunate that he was caught, that somebody, you know, told on him, however. Because how they got caught, well, there were three inmates, black inmates and one white, and two of the inmates, somebody told about the mail that was coming in, and it began to, and from what I understand, you randomly get your mail searched anyway. However, because these two individuals of the three were pointed out in particular, their mail got searched more frequently, and that's how they were able to find out, from what I understand, how they were getting the narcotics into the prison.
That's crazy. No, that's crazy. I want to get this caller in. We have a caller coming out of, I want to say, the DMV area. Caller, last 47004. Tell us your name and what you got on your mind for this Friday night.
What up? Hey, this is Coop Diddy.
I'm too
Coop Diddy.
I'm too to stop calling any different numbers. Get off the phone.
Hey, Coop, yo, you really need to divorce her for real, because she don't even know your number.
I know.
Yeah, I put
it out there at the end of the show. Everybody didn't care, but I put it out there at the end of the show that we get
you
a divorce.
You know what? Let me tell you something, sir. I'm going to tell you, this is how he be stalking me, y'all. This is why I had to leave him in the first place, doing stuff like this, calling different numbers, trying to change the way he looks.
Cooper, it takes a stalker to know a stalker, Cooper.
That's right. Hey, can I say something about the professor?
You may be.
Can I say something about the professor? Hey, T, you might want to do a disclaimer here that the thoughts I'm about to say are not the thoughts of T.M. Hyman Radio and Associates.
You just did it, brother.
Okay, all right. So anyway, you know, the professor might just be an entrepreneur. I mean, I don't know why y'all don't want to respect the free market. I'm not saying what he did was wrong, but
You hear this one, some of them, I ain't saying what he did was wrong.
Teachers are people, too.
I ain't saying it right.
Teachers are people, too.
That's right.
They are.
But you know what, Didi, I thought you were going to tell us about, because there was a security guard at one of the colleges. I want to say it was ODU, that they arrested for raping one of the students. I saw that yesterday, WTV.
Yeah, I told
WTV.
You.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. I could fill up the whole hour with new, but you know, I wanted to share the floor. You know, it's just so much going on. I'm like, really, people? We need to get a news
right.
channel that just talks about all positive, that highlights, that only talks about all positive things going on. Nothing
that would be fantastic.
I think
that
would be
great.
And who would watch it, though? Guess what? Who would watch it?
I would. Hello.
I don't know. I think it might be pretty popular because a lot of people that I ask or that I talk to say that they don't watch the news because it's so depressing.
Exactly. I
right.
only watch the news for the weather.
It's true. It's true.
Hey, I don't watch the news because it's not real.
Well, I mean, it's crazy.
The reason I say it's not real, it's not, I mean, I'm all out of all serious, the news is not real news anymore. I was watching the news one day, and they did late-breaking news. Justin Bieber was arrested or arraigned or something stupid like that.
Uh-huh.
It was like,
uh-huh.
What happened to investigative journalism? What happened to really
yeah.
news? I mean, any real stories?
Investigative journalism? What? That went out
yeah.
at night.
I mean, I'm asking for a lot. I know.
It's been replaced by bloggers. It's been replaced by bloggers. It's been replaced
exactly.
by reality TV, which isn't even really reality TV. Do you know they said today that the butt implants have risen between the years of 2008 to present? That about what
please,
did they say?
Please
about
don't tell me that was news also.
That was news. Yes, it was. I saw it today.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, because butt enhancements have gone up.
Boston, you just mentioned the bloggers as Coop was talking about investigative journalism. And that just brings us back again to the blog creator that I spoke of earlier, Ms. Karen
yeah.
Washington. She was the blog creator of Brown Girls. And so she was the founder of Four Brown Girls. You know, she was found dead, apparently, of suicide. You know, that's the reports this week. Washington's blog actually celebrated self-love, particularly amongst dark-skinned women. Now, how does someone who celebrates dark-skinned women commit suicide? I mean, clearly she wasn't too happy with herself. Apparently, again, it says suffering depression.
You know what? I can answer that for the simple fact that, because I've had people say to me, you post a lot of positive stuff online, but when I see you, you don't seem as positive as you are online. And I'm like, I got to be positive somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because you put in effort to be positive and you try to encourage people as much as you can because it hurts for yourself, it's a fine line. It
doesn't mean
line.
That's your lifestyle. To your point, you're saying it doesn't mean
right.
that's your lifestyle.
Yes, correct. Correct.
That probably was her outlet for the issues that she had with herself
yes.
as a dark-skinned woman.
Exactly.
Folks, we
yes.
are recapping the week in news and entertainment. Didi, hot chocolate, Madam CeeLo, Boston, TM. We'll be right back. TM Hammer Radio, the network.
Yeah.
Yes. I want to play this for that. What was her name again?
Karen Washington.
Karen Washington. I want to play this for Karen Washington. Okay. All right. See y'all on the other side.
God bless her soul. God bless her soul.
Miss Third Ward, your first question. What is your aspiration in life?
Oh, my aspiration in life would be to be happy. Your hair, fix your teeth.
Radio live. You and Friday, you are inside the Friday Night Cypher, 917-889-3926. Again, tribute to Karen Washington, creator, blogger For Brown Girls, was the blog she created. Committed suicide this week. One thing that sticks out in the report about this young lady, she actually led a campaign, A$AP Rocky. And for those who don't know who A$AP Rocky is, he's a rapper. A$AP actually made a statement a while back stating, he suggested that darker-skinned women should avoid crimson lipsticks. For those who don't know what crimson is, it's just a bright red. He suggested that dark-skinned women should avoid bright red lipstick. This young lady, Karen Washington, actually created the hashtag dark skin red lip, and her and thousands of dark-skinned women put on that crimson lipstick and took pictures, took it to A$AP Rocky on Instagram. And so, again, the interesting thing here is when people take up issues and causes, often it comes out of a place of pain. And although they are projecting, like CeeLo stated, projecting positive images, they're typically trying to move past a certain place or overcome a certain something. Some of us are stronger than others. Rest in peace, Miss Karen Washington.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Most definitely.
That was really sad. Yeah. What else is going on in the news world?
On a positive note, hey, back in the day, there was a journalist by the name of Harry McAlpin. I know I just killed that. Y'all know I be killing people's names. Harry McAlpin. I'm going to call Appin. Harry McAlpin, A-L-P-I-N. He was a trailblazer back in the day. 70 years ago, he became the first black journalist to actually cover an Oval Office press conference. He received a college scholarship that was named in his honor by the White House Correspondents Association, and annually a student receives the award. And so that award is up for distribution this year, and it was given to who? Don't have the name of the person it was actually given to, but the BET Experience actually will celebrate Mr. Harry McAlpin this year. And again, you have artists like Mary J. Blige, Jill Scott, A$AP Rocky, and others who are actually going to take part in the celebration surrounding this particular man and his accomplishments. Again, the first black man to ever cover an Oval Office press conference. That's interesting. That's real cool.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely.
No doubt. And then Dee Dee say something about there should be a news channel that does nothing but positive news. I think the question that CeeLo asked, although, you know, it may seem like it may have seemed negative, I think it was real. You know, have we become a society that cares about anything positive? Haven't we really become a reality show, drama, you know, like just stupid? We're attracted to stupid.
Yes.
Because we're not
We are attracted to what's popular because what's not popular is not on TV. If we hyped up positivity, if we put more positive things on TV, then people are watching. We put more negative stuff out there. So, yes, that's what, you know, it's interesting.
I must say, I think that we've become a society that's afraid to suffer. So, I don't think it has to be negative, but it's like we got to have everything microwaved. We can't wait. Like World War II, they had rationing of silk. They had rationing of chocolate. They had this and that. And now it's like, we go to war now, and we don't miss a heartbeat. Gas is still flowing. Everything's still going on.
You're right, Coop. You try to ration some stuff now, so people are going to kill themselves.
Mm-hmm. What? And kill everybody else on the block, too.
I'm going to people's houses. I've visited friends of mine, and they'll be like, they'll say, oh, you okay with sleeping on the floor? And I'm like, why not?
Right.
People just, right. we can't tough it out.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're right. We've lost those role models, though. We don't have those role models anymore that actually, it's called sacrifice. Nobody's sacrificing anything anymore.
Well, the things that are being sacrificed are more so soul-like than actually, you know, sacrificing material things. People have sacrificed other people before they sacrifice material things.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's crazy.
Hey, the one thing we have not talked about this week, not to flip the script, we can pause, come right back. The game got called out and totally denied it. Denied it. But now there's a restraining order. He can't go anywhere near her. What are we talking about? When we come back, we'll let you know. The game.
Hold on. Wait. What do you mean?
Totally
hold on. Wait. Okay. Lost his mind?
What, When we come back, we'll talk about it. No, I think he still has his mind.
Yeah, that's about all he has.
He might not have some other stuff after a while, but I think he has
after
his mind.
After a while, right.
So let's
right.
pause, come right back, and we'll inform Madam Boston, TMI Radio Live.
Yo, give me some fries and the extra large.
Shake.
Hurry up, I'm late for this meeting, I gotta
shake.
I'm in the McDonald's drive-thru, about to roll up the
shake.
Got a piece so bad in the store in the Harlem.
Shake.
I was rolling my blunt and seen my side mirror.
Shake.
Thought it was my speakers, then I seen this body.
Shake.
Man, I'm on probation, motherfucker, I'm about to
burn your food.
Them fries and that.
Shake.
Thought earthquakes was the only thing that
shake.
You can get your air popped over the way to dice.
Shake.
I brought Drake to the hood, the driver was ready to
shake.
Guess he ain't never seen a real blood hand
shake.
Or a crack fiend walking down the block with that
shake.
Everybody got a family member with that
shake.
That'll come through and steal your TV and this
shake.
Man, that TV, cause Channel 9 used to
shake.
Couldn't watch Magic Johnson give Isaiah that
shake.
Now I got a plasma on the wall, that don't
shake.
But this in my bed got them double D's that
shake.
And the S like Trina when I smack it, it
shake.
That's why I like it dog style, cause you can see this
shake.
Neighbors hitting on the ceiling cause I make the bed
shake.
Landlords say I make too much noise, I gotta
shake.
Oh, my baby mama calling, you gotta
shake.
We was about to get it on to that Khalees milk.
Shake.
I gotta hit it one more time before
shake.
I'ma this until the knee starts it.
Shake.
Facing the pillow, up, let me see you.
Shake.
What your mama gave you, like that.
Shake.
What your mama gave you, throw it back now.
Shake.
What your mama gave you, let the world see it.
Shake.
Me and 50 ain't agree on sh**, so I had to
shake.
Ain't no telling what he putting in that protein
shake.
Seen the candy shop video, look at this
shake.
And that's the same that made this less young buck
shake.
I'm surprised Lloyd Banks and Yayo didn't
shake.
Wasn't selling no records, Jimmy Iovine said
shake.
Only black eyed peas making the white folks
shake.
I drop off my album and make the whole building
shake.
Hit the valet, grab my Ferrari in
shake.
This the automatic stump, my keys don't
shake.
Unless they headed out of town when the Greyhound
shake.
Going down to Miami with palm trees
shake.
She see the cops, she know to drop that Louis baggin
shake.
Why you calling my phone, you know the routine
shake.
Bitch, lost my bricks, my pimp hand about to
shake.
Make my money back, even if you gotta
shake.
What your mama gave you, like that
shake.
What your mama gave you, throw it back now
shake.
What your mama gave you, let the world see it.
Yeah, what's that dude say, James? When I'm not doing push-ups and shots, I'm giving out free pap smears in the back in between sets on TM Hyman Radio Live. This is the station where you get it all in one stop. Get at us, TM Hyman Radio. We here to stay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Friday Night Cypher. You know, if y'all been rocking with us, thank you very much. We love you. And then, but if you just joined us, you missed, like, most of the show. So you need to check us out about 20 minutes after we go off, which is in about 4 minutes.
Hey, so, Coop. Yeah, what's up?
Coop, was you listening to the show this week?
Yeah, I've been listening. I've been doing my best to listen as much as I could. Hey, I called
that right. That was a sigh. That wasn't a snore. That was a sigh.
Yeah.
You like my political thing? Yeah,
you had to clarify that. You had to clarify that.
I plan on running for political office one day. can I ask CeeLo something on the air? Hey, CeeLo, what's up with Oaksterdam University? I'm telling you.
You've been trying to get me to go to that place for the last 10 years.
I'm telling you, we need to get this bread. Oaksterdam University is coming to Maryland. I'm telling you.
Sign me up. You gonna have to type my papers, though.
I got you.
I hear this. It's on air now.
You're on tape.
Let's get her degree, Coop. Let's do it. Teamwork makes that dream work.
Okay.
That's right.
You
teamwork
know where Oaksterdam is, right? Hold on. Tell him
no
where Oaksterdam University is, Coop.
No clue.
Oaksterdam University is a school in California to teach you
about opening up your own marijuana company, growing it and everything, you know, medical marijuana, or, you know, on states where they're going to legalize it at, like what's going to be coming to Maryland in a couple of more years, selling it as, like, alcohol.
Well, from what I understand, the people out in Colorado has closed that poverty gap overnight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm quite sure.
We're going to get this bread.
Right, that might be, y'all ready? Okay, take that we out of it. My political office days are gone, but y'all go ahead, it's all right, we're gonna pat, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna still look out, you know what I mean, we family, do or die, it is what it is.
No doubt. And we back on Monday. Same place, same time. Hey, it's Money Monday. Hey, special guest Jarvis Alameen. Jarvis Alameen, here to talk to us about mentoring. He's a mentor coordinator at Tampa Bay Academy of Hope. Interesting guy. When you talk about positivity, very positive. He's an entrepreneur. So he's going to stop past and help us to understand why mentors and having mentors are so important. Back Monday, 9 p.m. Hey, we up out of here. TM and the crew. Hey, Coop, enjoy your weekend, bro. Don't hurt nobody.
Hey, I won't, and I might not divorce CeeLo now that she made this agreement.
Yeah, she about to have some paper. She about to have some paper.
That is ridiculous. Yo, we're going to get out of here to Marvin Gaye, The World is X-Rated. But until next
Double
time,
B.
Yo, whatever you do, do it well. And, love
Team Hyman Radio, that crew, that team, Hot Chocolate, General, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, Coop, our honorary member, Toya, Dee Dee, Nokia, we love you. See you on Monday. Money Monday.
Good night, everybody.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk.